Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're going to talk about the dichotomy of the White Sox in the last 24 hours, where it's like, okay, turn the Titanic around. It's a slow turn that you're going to have. Moving to the future. Good stuff. And then we go right back to the past.
That is the face.
Tony La Russa joins the show. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Pat.
Turn it off.
Well, I learned a trick that what you're doing in the 70s, you subtract. So I'm actually 60.
Turn it off.
I feel fine personally. I start getting pains when I think about the season we had with the White Sox.
Oh, wait. Here's Pat Tomasulo. Hi, Pat.
I'm here. I'm folding laundry for my wife on my anniversary. And this is how good of a person I am. I picked up the phone after 3 missed calls from Shane. Talk to you two nudniks.
He only picked up the phone because he thought one of us was dead. That's only reason why he picked it up, because that's what happens when someone calls you 3 times.
Which one do you wish was dead out of the 4 of us? Lauren, Speeds, me, and Tanny.
Oh, boy.
And throw Mitch in there as a 5th.
All I'm saying is that there are going to be difficult choices to make, you know? Like Sophie's choices. Except more important, because it's going to be about me.
It depends on the day, buddy.
Well, look, I've had a good run, Pat, so if you need to say me, I'll take
that's
that for
true.
The team.
You're the oldest. We could eliminate you.
I basically wish you were dead.
Tribute to Cyrus would go on. They'd find somebody else.
Hey, wait a minute.
Everybody hates you. Everybody wishes that you were dead.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage here in our beautiful downtown studios. We've got a crowd of beautiful people here.
So cool, man.
And they're very well trained. That is good. They have also been fed by the fine folks over at La Villa Tavern Cut Pizza. It's, oh my God. Like, when Shane said that they were coming by, I was like, oh, great. And then I looked at it, I was like, oh, yeah, we're doing that.
Yeah, there was like 30 pizzas in there. And then they're like, should we take out the other stuff? I'm like, the other stuff? If you need a piece of pizza, just, you know how it works, just clap your hands like a seal. Go, arr, 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 and Shane Reardon will go grab you a piece of pizza.
No, I literally won't. You guys
might.
Can go do it on your own.
Try it twice, and he might. No. You don't know.
He's not going to do that for you.
I'm sorry.
But it is only a few feet away, and you can go get it for yourself.
Oh, there's that.
And you can just hang out with it. But we're very appreciative that you all took time out of your day and obviously like came down here and parked, which is not always fun. So the fact that you're here to watch our little show is really meaningful to us, and thank you for coming by. We're going to try to have some fun today, too.
We're going to include them. There's going to be a crowd segment later, so if you got questions for us, we'll do an Ask Us Anything later on. And also, we're going to play categories today, and one of these people is going to qualify along the way to play categories with us in the 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I've got to figure out who it's going to be. Like, I need personality. So whoever has the most personality here,
Shane,
you will play categories
with us. How about sports knowledge?
No. Not necessary.
They might be out quick then.
I need
okay
personality.
With that. All right,
so
personality.
So if you want to do categories, flag me down at some point today. I'll pick one of you.
Well, I mean, okay. So get a pool together based on personality, and then I'll qualify them based on sports knowledge.
Execution
How about that?
Style.
Yeah.
Logan Paulson will join us at 2:40.
His name is Logan Paulson.
Yeah, he's going to join us, and we're going to talk quarterbacking with him because he played in Washington. He's done some really good analysis on quarterbacks. So we're going to talk with him about the two quarterbacks that might be in this game, which brings us to our first topic of the show today. This feels like a big game.
Our listener, Keith from Shorewood, who won the producer for a day and was with us like 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, said, you know, in a couple of weeks when that Commanders game comes, it's going to feel like a playoff game possibly. And I woke up today and I realized, wait a minute, that Lions-Vikings game and that Packers-Texans game from last Sunday, those kind of felt like playoff games, especially Lions-Vikings, like all of these division games because of the magnitude of the NFC North are going to feel like that. But I realized, yes, more so if Jaden Daniels plays, but even if he doesn't, like the Commanders and the Bears are formidable NFC teams, and this is a big one. Lawrence, it feels like it's got Game of Consequence written on it, and not just for maybe this is a game where we find out if the quarterback is for real, or maybe this is a game where we find out if the coach is any good. This feels like legit. Hey, this one will probably matter in the NFC standings at the end of the year, and it's been a long time since we felt that legit.
And because of what's happening in the rest of the NFC North this weekend, the Lions are taking on the Titans.
Yep.
The Packers are taking on Jacksonville. The Vikings are taking on the Rams. So you have it being very likely that the three teams that are ahead of the Bears are all going to win their games. Mm-hmm. So you want the Bears to be able to keep pace.
You better keep pace, without a doubt.
And then you have to start looking at the other teams around the NFC, like the team that you're playing, and another team in their division in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So it becomes a big game. And it's nice to be in this space where we're talking about big games.
Remember polls at the beginning of the year saying, look, time for that is over. It's time to win. Him saying it's time to win. And now here they are 4-2 coming off the bye. It is time to contend. It is time to win these games. Take the game seriously. Just go get a win. Caleb has already shown you he's happy to, you know, throw for 150 and not turn the ball over and run the ball like crazy and get a win. He could throw for three bills if you're going to like leave it open for him to do so, and he'll get a win that way. I think he legit doesn't care, which is what you want from a quarterback. He'll just do whatever the hell he's got to do to get wins on Thursday or Sunday or Monday.
Well, most of that stuff is for us, though. Like, I know the guys feel, I mean, Cole Kmet spoke to it earlier this week, the idea of the island games and being flexed into having more people be able to watch your games. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a big deal. But what I don't want is for Caleb Williams to not do well and be like, yeah, I was totally thinking about it being a big game instead of being in the big game. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So to me, it's all right. But let me add something to the big game feel of it.
Okay.
This morning, ran across the fact that Jim Nantz calling the game. Not only is that, he is offering analysis on this game with the folks over at CBS Sports HQ. Take a listen.
What it sparks the memory of for me is back in the days when CBS had the NFC package in Chicago and Washington, that was the type of game that we would be broadcasting every weekend. Is one of our golden oldies on our air, and it's very fitting that it lands in our lap this week in the national window late afternoon on Sunday for the whole nation to enjoy. I'm so excited about this matchup. It was not on our radar when the season began. Truly, it was supposed to be the Philadelphia at Cincinnati game. It was supposed to be the national game, but the story here is just too rich. Both teams doing so well. Both quarterbacks excelling and getting comfortable. We just hope Jaden is going to be able to play on Sunday. It's they say day-to-day, week-to-week. I don't have any inside information on that, but my hunch is he'll play. I saw him 2 weeks ago play at Baltimore. That was our main game on CBS, Washington at Baltimore. And, you know, Lamar Jackson was at home. Lamar did his thing. The Ravens won the game 30-23. But I had a chance, along with Tony and Tracy, we got a chance to meet with Jaden in the production meeting. He is, man, I'm telling you, he is one impressive young man who it just feels like he's way beyond his years. Then to see it in person, see what he brings to the field physically, there's incredible precision with his throwing. You can see right there, he's over 75% on the season. And a lot of these throws are with pressure, with players draped all over him or in his face, and he's able to make those tight throws into tight windows, take the hit and punishment. Now, I know that's, of course, led to the rib injury last week against Carolina, but super impressed by him. And Washington football is back. I mean, they hit on it. They just, everything hit at the right time. A great new coach and Dan Quinn, new ownership, new quarterback. And, you know, we're going to be talking about the Commanders. They've been in a slumber for 20 years. And now they're going to be a team to watch for years to come.
That's pretty cool. I love that. So Nantz does like a preview of their biggest game, the game that they're carrying. And the Bears and the Commanders getting flexed into that spot is awesome. He's right about Washington. And we'll talk about it a little bit with Logan Paulson. Like, you know, horrific ownership, as everybody knows, just embarrassing ownership. And I gave you this when we did Turn the Page yesterday. Last year in the NFL Players Association survey, Washington was dead last in like everything. They were 32nd out of 32 teams, according to the players, in facilities, belief in the ownership, meals. Like, apparently the meals were just ass in Washington.
Well, I not literally.
Well, I can't confirm or deny that, frankly. What they actually were, but they were bad.
I mean, you're into what you're into.
There's no kink shaming kink shame on this show.
We don't do that.
That is one of the rules. As long as everyone is of age and everyone is cool with it.
If that's not a kink, what is it? Just like normal happenstance?
In 2024, I think it might be.
Yeah, this is unfortunate. This entire conversation is unfortunate.
We'll talk in a break.
We found out a lot about Shane in that last minute.
And
we're all very uncomfortable.
We're all getting to know each other, Lawrence. It's like, you know, the crowd's getting to know us today. We're going to get to know each other today.
And we already know too much.
Yeah, we don't. You know what we don't know enough about? It's the Washington Commanders.
Well, we're going to fix that problem. Logan Paulson is going to join us.
Professional radio people.
What does he think about Caleb Williams? We will ask him next on The Score.